This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, Sean here. Just to let you know, if you enjoy What's Upset You Now, you can now see it live. We will be at the Backyard Comedy Club on the 22nd of May. That's a Sunday. It's at 8 p.m. A link will be available in the episode notes. Hope to see you there. Let's crack on with the episode.
What's upset you now?
So I've just been a bit up north. I don't want to have to make this about the north, but I can only give you the facts. It's happened in the north.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, because I was in three different locations and I didn't notice it until daylight, but someone has keyed my car.
I'm sorry.
I've looked into this now. It's like, what, you know, why would someone key a car? And like, I think it's usually, unless it's like, you know, an ex that, you know, with an axe to grind, or, you know, someone with a personal vendetta. I don't think I have a personal vendetta with anyone in Holmfirth or Newmill. Let's not entirely rule it out. But I don't think so. So it is usually because you have either parked where you've not given someone enough room to get out, or you have parked.
Paul, have you Googled this or something? Why would someone key someone's car?
It just makes no sense to me.
Paul's trying to get, I love you, you're trying to get into the psychology of the Kia.
Yeah.
Like a Netflix series. Why would they do it? What are you
doing? I'll tell you what, I mean, it would be the shittest Netflix documentary you've ever seen in your life, because, I mean,
it fucking wouldn't. Your face seeing the car being keyed would be worth minute.
I wouldn't see the car getting keyed. What you mean on CCTV?
No, when you just see the line, I would watch 4 hours of nothing just to get to the end and see your face.
Well, I think that says everything. That says everything about you, Sean, that you need to know. And I think, you know, if I need to get in mind, inside the mind of someone that would do something like that, I don't need to. I know someone who would do something like that. I know of personality we're dealing with. His name is Sean Walsh. I see him on a weekly basis.
Do you know what? The only reason I wouldn't key your car is because I'd be scared to get caught. But I would key a car in a kind of apocalyptic world where there were no police and stuff. That's the only reason.
I mean, it's just an absolute, like... So, is you gonna have...
Hang on, is it the red Audi?
Yeah.
The toy... So, go on, you gave us the first reason, which was someone's got a personal vendetta.
I parked, like, up on the pavement at the first venue, and must have been that. You know, it was like, someone can't get through with, say, for example, a wheelchair or something like that, and it just got fucking this selfish prick parked on the thing. And
if you think someone in a wheelchair has keyed your car?
Hold on a second. I'm not throwing that out there as if, well, we are looking for a man in a wheelchair. They go, well, do you know he's in a wheelchair? No, I'm just assuming. Well, hold on a second. You can't just start. No, I'm just giving a reason, you know, right, as to why someone might get annoyed by this. They've got their shopping, they've got kids with them, they then have to go on the road. Anyway, for whatever reason, I don't think, like, the punishment fits the crime. That's going to probably cost me. I've not looked into the exact damage because it's just too depressing and I've done too much driving. So I just got home and I'm like, I'll think about this tomorrow. although obviously I am now talking about it and it is annoying me, because obviously the last thing that you want in a situation like this is to speak to someone with no compassion or empathy that is then going to laugh about it. That I've got to be honest, that's not making it less stressful, but there we are. I mean, I do feel,
I don't really understand what I empathize with is having to deal with anything. And so what you're now going to have to do is deal with something. And as we all know, that's just torture. That's
what I'm going to have to drive around with, like, I feel like Alan Partridge.
What are you going to do? What do you mean you're all you're going to have to drive? What are you going to do? Go and look for him in his wheelchair? No. Where is he?
I'm going to have to drive around in a car with a big scratch down the side of it.
But how can you, what can you do about this?
Probably what I'll end up doing. You go like, this YouTube tutorial. Well, you get some wax, you get this. You go, right, you lost me at you'll have to get some.
Oh, definitely.
At the end of you'll have to get some or you'll need to get some, they could have said anything.
But 100%.
Is it going to mean me leaving my house and going somewhere? Because if it is, I'm not going to do that. So
what can you do about it? So
I can claim it on my insurance, but that means I'll have to use my excess. And what an ideal situation would be is that I know someone that does this, that can come round and sort of do it for me.
That does what? Hello, is that Tony?
Scratches on cars.
I'm assuming that comes with other skills. It's not like I'm just, what do you do? I'm a key scratcher cleaner.
Sean, I sometimes wonder how you get through day-to-day life.
I don't have a fucking clue, mate. I don't know.
What do you think happens when someone scratches their car and they go, oh, my car's scratched? You go, well, if only there was something that someone could do to sort that out. There's obviously people that do that as a job, panel beaters. You know, bodywork, sort of people that work in body shops that will then kind of like, yeah, they'll go, oh, what we need to do is sand that down.
What are you on about? Body shop?
Yeah, like a body shop, a car body shop, a body work shop.
Right. I thought you meant the body shop.
I could go into the body shop.
And shampoo.
And speak to the person that works in there and say, have you ever had your car keyed and what did you do? I mean, it would be a fucking indirect way of going about it. I'm just going to pop into the body shop and see if anyone in there knows what I should do in this situation.
That's what I thought was mental. Hello. I was like, what? Is he lost?
How can I help you? I'd like this shower gel. And also, have you ever had your car keyed? And if so, what did you do about it? Well, I went to a body shop. But right, hold on, this is getting confusing. Yeah, I know. It is a bit weird that they called two things. I'm guessing that the body shop is kind of like maybe a play on words. I'm amazed that the body shop's still going, actually, I have to say, since Lush turned up.
Well, Lush has smashed it to pieces, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love a bath bomb.
Do you know what? If I could have frozen time then, I could have said, if I could have just gone vroom and paused like everything, I could have told you what you were going to say next. I knew you were going to say, I love a bath bomb.
Of course.
You've got I love a bath bomb written all over you.
Absolutely. Seaweed bath bomb. And what I love doing, right, is I drop it in the bath and it fizzes. You know this? It fizzes. And then what I do is I let it fizz under my bollocks.
I think you've told me this before. I mean, there's something wrong with
it. It's lovely. It's lovely. Relaxing. Nothing wrong with it.
I'll tell you what's not relaxing.
I'll tell you what's not relaxing.
Hearing you talk about it.
Try it. Why don't you try it?
Absolutely not.
Go home. I'll get, next time we meet up, I will buy you a seaweed bath bomb.
No.
And all I ask is to take it.
I don't want it.
Why? It feels nice.
Just to save you that effort. If you, I will not take it off you if you buy me a seaweed bath bomb.
You don't enjoy the pleasures of life.
I do enjoy the pleasures of life. And that is not one of them as far as I'm concerned.
How is that not a pleasurable experience?
Sitting with a bath bomb under your bollocks. Oh, it's one of the great pleasures of life, that, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely. Anyway, how'd you get the scratch out of the car?
I need to get a seaweed bath bomb. Might work. Never know. It might sort of bring up the pay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just when something like this happens, and again, you just what winds me up in my sort of quieter moments is the person who's done that is somewhere now, and I'll never know who they are. They're probably sat eating a lovely roast dinner now. They're probably not even thinking about it. And I'm like, I've now got to get this sorted. It's probably going to cost me a couple of £100. And you're probably sat watching fucking Antiques Roadshow, you scumbag.
In your wheelchair.
I wish I hadn't given that as a first example of someone who might do it. But I wasn't saying that it was someone in a wheelchair. I was saying that was a reason that parking on the pavement might irk somebody.
I got you. I don't know. It's just what. There's no empathy. Because it's obviously it's a teenager.
Well,
I'm at the point now. I've told you, didn't I? I'm at the point with teenagers that I'm scared of them. I told you about the time I was on the tube and.
Yeah.
And he started screaming at me and I had my head down. And he goes, like, what are you looking at? And I went, nothing. And he went, you put dildos up your bum bum. And he started laughing at me. You remember that?
Yeah.
They're terrifying. They've done that. They've not thought about the consequences.
But then, well, the way my mind is wired, I then start going, I probably deserved this because I was a little shit when I was a teenager. And then it's just a spiral of sort of like, and then all of a sudden, I'm not driving around in a car with a big key down the side of it that I feel like I deserve. I'm like, this is mental. Oh, I'm probably just driving around. Oh, I probably deserved it for something I did to someone.
You're so lucky you drive. Do you know that, Paul? You know what it's like? I have to get trains. Do you know what someone did on a train the other day? And I thought, I'm going to talk to Paul about this. Do you know what he did, right? I'm sat there. I'm trying to enjoy the journey. It's like 8 o'clock. The capacity's down. There's quite a few free seats around. It's all right. I'm looking out the window. People's evening lights are being turned on. We're going through London. It's all right. I quite like it.
When was this?
This was Friday.
You're right? Going on a train through London?
Coming out of London.
Right? Going to?
Peterson? It's on the way to Portsmouth.
I mean, Petersfield.
Petersfield.
Right.
Right? Petersfield.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? That's fine. Train, fine. Suddenly, I just start hearing, boom, I look up, there is a young man, denim jacket, massive headphones on, really getting into the music and acting out, air drumming. It's like, and I say that this is something, I want this to echo through life. I want this to echo through the galaxy. Where is your shame? Have some shame. I want this ingrained in society. All this, and I know I've said it, this bullshit about don't care what people think. Dance like no one's watching. No, dance like everyone is watching and everyone thinks you're an absolute bellend.
Just for the record, I do dance like everyone's watching. I don't know if you've seen me dance. I don't think, you know.
What do you mean?
I take pride in my moves.
Oh my God! But what would you have done in this situation? It's like, mate, how do you think that's making me feel? That's not making my journey any better, is it? You're just like, doing the air drums. What am I? I'm gonna fucking join in with air bass?
Oh,
am
it
I?
Packed? The train was
start
packed.
A band. No, it wasn't packed. That's move. Not the point.
Get up and move if he's annoying you that much.
Well, I was just about to. And then it was his stop.
That's what he would have said. If he'd have said, mate, can you just sort of rein it in a bit? He'd go, if you don't like it, move. There's other seats on the carriage.
But what? It's not okay. No, I think trains should have no smoking.
Yeah, I think that's already in place, isn't it?
No smoking, no talking out loud, loudspeaker phone conversations.
Quiet
no
carriage.
Air drums. No air drums.
I don't think you're going to get that past. You can't ban air drumming.
Hang on, but where do you stand on it? He's on his own. Shut up.
He was using it as an act of intimidation.
Are you telling me that wouldn't bother you?
Someone air drumming?
On the train?
But hold up. So he's using it to intimidate you? Did he want to? Like, what was it? Did he want to drum off?
I think on a subconscious level, he was using it to intimidate.
It's like an alpha move.
I think it was. I think if I had been, I think quite simply, if I could have had him, which I couldn't because he was very fit and had big biceps, if I could have had him, he wouldn't have been doing that.
It sound, I'll tell you what it sounds like. What it's reminding me of is Rush Hour Crush.
What's that?
That is the little thing that you get in the Metro paper where you write in if you've seen someone you like, and then you have to give their like distinguishing features. So it'd be like a guy on the 8 o'clock train to Petersfield on Friday night. You were air drumming, big biceps. You know, those sort of.
I think they should have that, but it's not Crush. It's like you get to say what you thought at the time. So it's like, guy on the 743 out of Clapham Junction, you were air drumming, just to be clear,
you're
a bell end.
I could not agree more. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. It is Paul here. If you are now thinking, that wasn't long enough, I wish there was more, I've got some very good news for you. That was just the first half. And if you sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/WUYN, you can access the whole episode, plus loads more. Each and every Monday, we put out an exclusive episode for our Patreons, which you can access by signing up on patreon.com/WUYN. You'll also be the first to find out about live events. Any live events that we do, we will be recording and putting the audio out for Patreons only. It is amazing. patreon.com/WUYN. The whole thing costs about £1 a week, which is, that's the equivalent of a vegan sausage roll at Greg's. I know what I'd rather do with my pound. Sign up now, support the pod, and thank you for listening.